This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. First conference of Nepal-China Joint Consultation Mechanism concluded. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to inaugurate the reconstructed Rani Pokhari and Darbar High School tomorrow. Nepal recorded additional 3,093 coronavirus cases. And at least 105 people died due to catastrophic flood in Vietnam. Now the news in detail. The first conference of Joint Consultation Mechanism of Political Parties of Nepal and China has been concluded today. Sending a written message in a virtual conference on Belt and Road Initiative, President Bidya Devi Bhandari expressed her belief that both the countries would get mutual benefits from the conference. President Bhandari also said Nepal was committed to forward the partnership with China on Belt and Road Initiative project. President Bhandari said any activities in Nepali land against China would not be tolerated. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said the high-level exchange visits between the two countries has reached the relations between the two countries to a new height. Similarly, Chairman of ruling Nepal Communist Party, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has lauded that 21st century socialism practiced by China. The reconstruction works of Darbar High School and Rani Pokhari, damaged by Gorkha earthquake in 2015, have been completed. President Bidya Devi Bhandari will inaugurate these historical structures amid a ceremony tomorrow. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Thakal has said the relations between the government and people needs to be further strengthened to mitigate the risk of coronavirus infection. Speaking at a regular press briefing, the minister pointed out the need of collaboration from all three levels of the government, political parties, civil society and private sector for the prevention and control of coronavirus. Minister Thakal further shared the government has made effective planning to arrange the necessary medicines and equipments to save the people's lives from coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has reported additional 3,093 coronavirus cases across the country today. The Kathmandu Valley alone recorded 1,702 new cases of coronavirus infection. With this, the total number of coronavirus cases in Nepal has reached to 1,329. Similarly, Nepal recorded additional 8 deaths today due to coronavirus infection. The total death tally due to coronavirus infection has reached 765. The Ministry of Home Affairs has directed the security bodies and administration offices to remain aware as the risk of coronavirus is likely to increase during the festive season. The ministry has drawn the attention of bodies under it towards the increased risk of the infection during the festival. The ministry has directed the chief district officers and the chiefs of the district-based security bodies not to leave the districts even during the Dasain holiday period. The ministry, through a press note on Monday, stated that strictly abiding the health safety protocols approved by the government was the only reliable measure to prevent the spreading of COVID-19. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has initiated to make the activities of Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers effective from today. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel has discussed with Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi in this regard today. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said that looking after the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers by a Deputy Prime Minister was a new practice. Similarly, Chief Secretary Bairagi said that he would be effortful to bring newness in service, delivery and good governance. Bagmati State Police has prepared a special security plan targeting the security threats during the Dasain, Tihar, Nepal Sambat, Losar and Chhat, among other festivals. The special security arrangement would be put in place to curb criminal activities that are more likely to occur during the festival times. Bagmati State Police Office spokesperson and SSP Sudeep Giri said all the police units under the State Police in 10 districts except in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur have been made standby to ensure the safety to the people. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government for providing free test and treatment for the COVID-19 patients as well as to manage the dead bodies of those dying due to coronavirus infection. In a press statement issued by the Commission Secretary, Beth Prasad Bhattrai today, the NHRC has appealed with the government to ensure the rights to health to people that is guaranteed by the Constitution. The Commission has said its attention has been drawn towards the government hospitals issuing the notice that the COVID-19 patients should bear the test and treatment expenses for COVID-19 for themselves effective from October 18. Meanwhile, the government has clarified that it has managed the free test and treatment of COVID-19 only for the targeted group. Joint spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has informed the cabinet meeting had decided to manage the test and treatment cost only for the targeted groups, including frontline workers, medical personnel, security personnel, handicapped people, single women, senior citizens and employees involved in sanitation works. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 PM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक वी कन्टिन्यु विथ इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ Severe floods and landslides triggered by weeks of heavy rains have killed at least 105 people in central Vietnam and swamped 5 million. According to the media reports, about a third of the dead included soldiers whose barracks were buried under deadly mudslides last week. At least 27 people are still missing. Among them are 15 construction workers who were also hit by a landslide. At least 178,000 homes have been submerged and nearly 7,000 hectares of crops have been impacted due to the catastrophic flood. Armed fighters freed more than 1,300 prisoners from a jail in Beni in East Democratic Republic of Congo in a coordinated attack that took place in the early hours of Tuesday. The town's mayor said only about 100 remained following the simultaneous assault on the Kang Bai Central Prison. No group immediately claimed the responsibility for the attack. The arrival of the United Arab Emirates delegation in Israel has been slammed as shameful by Palestinian officials. The delegation was welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi, and Finance Minister Israel Katz at Ben Gurion Airport on Tuesday. The visit will involve signing of a number of agreements. The United Kingdom is pushing ahead to be the first nation to carry out human challenge studies where up to 90 healthy people will be deliberately exposed to COVID-19. The trials, which could begin in January, aim to speed up the race to get a COVID-19 vaccine. According to the BBC report, the UK government is putting £33.6 million towards the groundbreaking work. Researchers would first use controlled doses of the virus to discover what is the smallest amount that can cause COVID-19 infection in volunteers aged 18 to 30. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. First conference of Nepal-China Joint Consultation Mechanism concluded today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to inaugurate the reconstructed Rani Pokhari and Darbar High School tomorrow. Nepal recorded additional 3,093 coronavirus cases. And at least 105 people died due to catastrophic flood in Vietnam. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good time.